right, that's the opening bell on this Wednesday morning. Our opening bell coverage is brought to you by PIMCO. We want to dive into some of the individual movers here, especially with not as much movement on the top line for the major averages. Novavax really catching our eye when we came in this morning. That company has been making or trying to make an experimental COVID-19 vaccine. And now Politico is reporting that there is going to be a delay potentially in registering its candidate with the FDA because of what Politico says are inadequate purity levels. Now, Novavax out with a statement saying it's on track to submit its emergency use authorization and that it is not seeing any delay here. It's going to happen, it says, before the end of 2021. But investors, whew, Ryan Sozzi there selling that thing.
Yeah, really quickly, Julie, going back to what you were just saying on earnings, I encourage everyone to check out China. Really be focused on China, all things China in earnings calls moving forward here. What P&G said yesterday on its earnings call with China, pretty disturbing. And I think that slowdown we're starting to see, it's starting to pick up. But on Novavax here, the analysis is very simple. When you're a biotech company that is unproven and you can't get your product to market, you're going to get hammered on any slight bad news. And that's what you're seeing from Novavax here. It has commitments with the U.S. and key players overseas to get their COVID-19 vaccine into the arms of human beings to help the pandemic, but they can't get it done. And I think you're obviously seeing the market reaction accordingly.
Yeah, and just one reminder, I mean, I think that this company has never brought a vaccine to market. They've worked on researching a number of vaccines, but never brought one successfully to market. This is really a massive moonshot for them. But I think we just have to acknowledge that aside from the stock price, aside from the margins, aside from the revenue, I mean, this is just a net negative for the world, right? I mean, this was supposed to be a major supplier to that COVAX facility that was supposed to be bringing these easily distributable, simple shots around the world to a lot of these third world countries that really need the help right now. I think the IMF had some statistic that in many of these developing countries, up to 94% of the population is unvaccinated. COVAX has its own logistical issues. There were concerns about how countries were prioritizing orders for their domestic usage versus how much they wanted to put into the COVAX facility. But just broadly, this whole process has been really, really just discouraging for the ability to get the vaccination rate up in other countries and corners of the world.
Yeah, and just to draw a point of comparison between the likes of Novavax and Moderna, because both of those, what they have in common, to your point, is that they didn't have a big product out before, right? With Moderna, that moonshot worked, and the company's stock has behaved accordingly. However, Novavax is not using that mRNA technology, I don't believe, for its vaccine candidate. So that is one point of differentiation, in addition to the fact that they have not yet come out with their vaccine candidate. Let's move on to some others in the medical community that have reported earnings this morning. Biotech giant Biogen coming out with its numbers. A lot of attention here, of course, on its controversial Alzheimer's therapy, which was approved, but there are doctors who have said they will not administer it to patients because of its sort of cost-benefit analysis, if you will. And the company says sales of that drug were $300,000 in the quarter, which is relatively low. Medicare has not yet decided whether it's going to cover it. Overall, though, Biogen did raise its financial guidance for the full year, Brian Sozzi.
Yeah, but I think the stock is going to trade off of this Alzheimer's drug, Julie. We saw over the summer, I believe it was early June, and the stock went absolutely through the roof on news of this potential breakthrough drug here. And if those sales are going to disappoint, in large part because I believe it costs $56,000, if those sales are going to disappoint, if that uptake is going to disappoint, Biogen stock at least could give back a lot of those gains that were made back in the summer moving forward.
Yeah, and I think that kind of underscores how even if you have sales in the thousands, that's not that much if it's a $56,000 drug. But I think one other reason why we're seeing the stock up is just simply the financials, right? I mean, this company, in their earnings release, they raised guidance on revenue and earnings per share, and they also lowered expectations for how much they'd be spending on CapEx. So all of that pretty good for margins. But again, a lot of outstanding questions about the ultimate take-up of that Alzheimer's drug, which is called aducanumab. I think it was renamed to Aduhelm. Not bad for pronunciation, by the way. I just want to point that out. Give myself a pat on the shoulder for that one. But also there's Vumerity, I think we have to point out here. It's a multiple sclerosis treatment that they've also been leaning on as well. So it's not like it's just that one line of revenue that they're leaning on here. Their MS treatment drugs have also been very important to the company as well.
Yeah, massive company with a lot of products there. But just like Biogen, Abbott Labs is another that's out this morning. But to me, I'm interested in what they're going to say about their Binax Now testing. Remember, this is the at-home rapid test that is available to consumers or not. Because remember, earlier in the summer, when it seemed like the COVID-19 case rates were improving, Abbott stopped making as many of these things. And as a result, when Delta came roaring through and there was a huge demand, you couldn't buy one, even if you were trying to find them. So this all helped Abbott's sales when it was able to make more of these things. And the company says it is now expecting higher profitability for the full year. Sales of COVID-19 test products, $1.9 billion last quarter, compared with $1.3 billion in the quarter before. I don't know if you guys ever walked into a CVS or a Walgreens trying to find these things. It was not easy for quite a while.
No, certainly.
No, and just I think walking there for myself, kind of, really to get some meat snacks, right, Brian? Going to CVS?
Yeah. No one's going to get that reference, Brian, unless people are following us on Twitter. But okay, let's get it. Let's focus on the tests themselves, Brian. But yeah, I mean, obviously, what is also good for these companies is just that federal mandate across the board for a lot of these employers that are large or medium size to require, if they're not requiring a vaccination, to require testing as well, right? There's going to be enormous corporate demand for these types of tests. And it's important to remember, it's not just Abbott that's making these as well. When you take a look at Quest Diagnostics, stock ticker DGX, that's also getting a boost. They actually raised their guidance as well. So for any company that's essentially in these tests, as long as they're robust tests, as long as they're a trusted test, and as well as they're manufacturable and easily distributable tests, I think it's going to be good for them over the next year or even beyond that. Who knows?
Two quick hot takes for me on this. One, Pedialyte sales for Abbott, very strong again. Now, watch Pedialyte moving forward. Gatorade has just come out with a competing product that is gaining shelf space at meat stock favorite 7-Eleven. Number two, look, let's put the pieces together. We had last week a very good earnings report and outlook from United Health. Anthem out today, good earnings report and outlook. Abbott Labs, good earnings report and outlook. I think if you want to trade this space, because you could probably see a bunch of upgrades coming into healthcare off of these reports, you want to look at the XLV, the healthcare sector spider ETF. That can be in play here.